This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I think for the first time, though, I had the mistake that I go through. So I am a person who commonly goes, and when I sleep, I snore. It's just a problem. But I know that anytime anybody's going to be around me that hasn't, you know, slept in the vicinity of me, I'm like, hey, by the way, just so you know, at times the snoring comes out. The snoring at some point is going to break the mold there. I went through on Saturday, was hanging out with a couple of friends. Slept there, forgot to warn anybody that I snored, and then had the realization today of, I didn't tell them. That could have been a problem. Like, we were in too close of a vicinity that I'm like, oh, by the way, I snored, and I could have just kept everybody up all night, because it's usually not an awfully quiet snore. And then it doubled down on Sunday, where I went to sleep, a girlfriend beside me, she knows I snore, she's used to me snoring, typically does not bother her. And then I got woken up at 3 a.m. about how I completely had torched her sleep because she was sleeping, having a dream, and the antagonist of the dream was me because she was trying to have a conversation and couldn't hear over me snoring. My snoring had entered the dream space and was taking over. So I got woken up out of my sleep and yelled at. It was a first for me. A first. I didn't know that my dreams had... Or other people's dreams could be taken over by my snoring, but I guess that's the point that we got to. So yes, I got a 3 a.m. wake up, so that was fun. Fell right back asleep as I typically do, so I'm well rested for the show today, in which we have to talk about a little bit more, I think, just in what the Cavs showed this weekend, obviously on Friday, but honestly, even last night sort of pushed itself into, okay, this team is without Donovan Mitchell and showing themselves in a ridiculous light. But a lot of it for me sort of pans back to the game against the Celtics here, in which I think the Cavs have pushed themselves into sort of uncharted territory, which without a playoff series, it feels like to me the Cavs have already, even in a split series against Boston, sort of become the team to beat in the East. Which you might say, hey, I have to see that team do it in the playoffs, and I totally understand. But I think I've seen enough from the Cavs at this point to say if you go up against Boston in a series, it's no longer the feeling that you're going in and going against the reigning national champs, right? The winning NBA champions from last year. I think playing the Celtics this year as the Cavs, that you've gone through, split that series, and then on Friday, battled back from a 25-3 deficit in order to do it. And yes, without Kristaps Porzingis, without Drew Holiday on the floor for Boston. But you did it in a manner that it was so dominant and probably built up such a confidence level for the Cavs that as you're going in, it's going to be more than likely the home seed for that series if you were to get to it in Eastern Conference Finals. You're going to be past... the Celtics, you're up 7.5 games at this point. I don't think the Celtics are really knocking on the door. and going to cause real issues. But I think you're to a point where as you go into that series, it might not feel like Cleveland should win this series. It might not be the Vegas throwing it on the line saying you're the favorite. But at this rate, I think the Cavs have pushed it to anybody could win, and there's not a real hunter or hunted mindset in this one. And typically, you could say, well, of course, it's Eastern Conference Finals. Why would there be a hunter or hunted mindset? It's the top two teams on each side. But I think even you go into last year, there was a hunter or hunted, right? The Celtics were clearly the better team. I think in a lot of the series you go into the playoffs this year, there's clearly going to be sort of a one-up edge. In a lot of conference finals games, it does feel that way. It does feel like there's one team that is expected to come out the victor, and they are going to be favorited, and you almost have one team chasing the other one and trying to play upset. This truly feels like the first time in a long time in the Eastern Conference where it's up for grabs. It truly is anybody's conference to go through between Cleveland and Boston. It is a true one-on-one matchup that I don't know. I look at it and say, clearly this team is the one that I turn to. I really do think that this team has pushed themselves into almost a hunted category where the Celtics are then chasing you, or what I truly believe more so, that you're sort of on an even playing field. That the Celtics walk into this series and in Eastern Conference Finals, if you were to get there, and look at the Cavs and go, this is for real. This is a team that could beat us on any given night. This is a team that could walk away, and if we take this too lightly, we'll push ourselves into a real dangerous spot if we're not taking this one as seriously as we need to. I talked about it a little bit on Friday after the game. Just battling back from 25-3, whether or not you want to believe that it's true and whether or not the Celtics will tell you that it's true, they know they should have won that game. And that's something that has to live in the back of your head. That's something that has to be constantly playing in the back of your mind at any time you're playing this team once again, is that, okay, when we were out there and sure, down two players of our top 5-8, sure, we were missing them, but we were pedal to the metal in that game. With everybody that was available on the floor, there was no question how much effort Boston was putting in. They clearly went all in for that game with what they had available. I think that's one where if you're Jason Tatum, you're Jaylen Brown, heck, if you're Joe Mazzulla, you're not going to tell the media that, but you're going in there, and if you build up a lead, it's living in the back of your mind, and that's not where you want to be. You don't want to be actively thinking during one of these games. You want that to be a kind of push to the back of your head. You want to just be playing free basketball. Just saying, okay, we'll just put the pedal on for 48 straight minutes, especially in the playoffs, or 44 straight minutes if we build a good enough lead. And if you get out to 22 in a playoff game, that big of a lead, you expect to keep that and win that game. And there's no doubt in your mind you would have the confidence to do so in just about any other series. A game like that where everything is pushed to the max, and the Cavs come out and erase it, but erase it quickly, and then take over the rest of the game. That's a game changer. That's a difference. Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com, was on with Anthony this morning, as well as Daryl, and just threw in a little bit on whether or not the Cavs have anything left to prove in this regular season.
They don't have anything else to prove in the regular season. They don't have anything else that they need to show in the regular season. They have things that they want to learn about themselves, right? They want to continue to work through different lineups and combinations and see who works best with who and get all these different things figured out before they get into the playoffs. But that's exactly right. I mean, for the last 2 months or something like that, I've been writing that this whole idea about them testing themselves, that's a fallacy, because they are the test, because they're the team that everybody else is chasing. This is a completely different team, and I think it's fair to judge them based on that.
And that's exactly what I'm trying to tell you right now. This is a team that I think the storyline week after week, you can say game after game, however you want to paint this, for a majority of this year has continuously been, okay, they've knocked down this milestone. Yeah, they're atop of the East, but to me, they still have to prove, right? In conversations that I've had across the station, it's, Yeah, but I just don't know. I still need to see it in the playoffs against Boston. Again, to me, that's just eliminated. What else do you have to show me in the regular season? You are 50-10. I mean, truly, take that in, 50-10. Who would have painted the Cavs to be sitting here 40 games over 500 in the beginning of March? I'm going to go ahead and let you know that was absolutely nobody. Nobody had you in that spot. And you've passed test after test. You really haven't dropped many games. Teams that you weren't expecting to drop games against, that if you would have looked at, okay, who is the natural favorite in this game, the Cavs have come out and pretty much won every single one of those. And then against the great teams, sure, you haven't looked incredible in every single game. You've had ups and downs, but you've showed competitively, I can go toe-to-toe with anybody. You've taken down the Knicks a couple of times this year. You've gone through, you split a series against Boston. You split your series against Oklahoma City. I just don't know what more you're looking for if you're a fan of the Cavs trying to say, but I still need to see this. You're there. I'm not saying you have to be overly confident that, yes, this team is miles better than the Celtics. The Celtics are a formidable opponent. The Celtics could push you to seven games. The Celtics could very well win that series, and they could win it in less than seven. They're an amazing team. But if you're not putting the Cavs in that same category, if you're really scared that this team under Kenny Atkinson, with what they've shown this year, is still going to leave you disappointed and leave you feeling like they didn't live up to expectations, you're just going off of baseless accusations. You're going off of the pure feeling in your heart that the Cavs without LeBron have never shown you anything. That is just a moment where...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The only success that you've had, not really in just basketball, but as a city, in totality of winning a championship, has come only off the back of having LeBron. And LeBron's not here. And this team, year after year under J.B. Bickerstaff, left me disappointed. So what to say they're not going to do it again? I would tell you the last 60 games they just played. Every year under J.B., yes, you got a milestone better. You advanced. It was play-in game, first round of the playoffs, second round of the playoffs, and then you're here. But now without JB, this team is not the same offensive identity. They're not the same overall identity. They've changed the way that they've played. Players have taken massive leaps from where they were before. And you're just sitting there telling me no. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to be stubborn. I'm not going to believe that the Cavs can go and push this to the next rung and actually, you know, maybe take a couple of steps up and take down a team that won a national championship just a year ago. And you can sit there and live in your fears and be afraid that this Cavs team doesn't have it. But if that's what we're going to live on, we're going to say this team doesn't have it until they prove to me they have it. Then why'd you watch any of the regular season? You might as well have just turned off the Cavs and said, I'll watch them in the playoffs, expecting this to be the exact same team as last year. And if I'm surprised, I'm surprised. Or maybe that is what you're doing. And maybe that's why that sort of take lingers in your mind. Because if you sit down and watch this team, and watch this team, by the way, yesterday, without Donovan Mitchell, clearly their best player, went in, was challenged by a scrappy Portland team that doesn't get the respect they deserve, but challenged by a scrappy Portland team, erasing another 18-point deficit, and using not their star players, but traditionally guys that would be considered role players in order to do it, right? Ty Jerome steps up huge. DeAndre Hunter, the Virginia sort of combo there, steps up massive and goes to work for the Cavs. You got a decent game out of Max Strus. You got 20 out of Evan Mobley. He fouled out. He wasn't there for the last 3 minutes of the fourth quarter or overtime, and you still managed to step through and come up big in that game. It is a team top to bottom that you just do not see in the NBA right now. And you know what? Maybe not a traditional star. Maybe not a LeBron, not a Luka, not a Jason Tatum, but Donovan's not far off that category. And at this point, I'd rather have the eight guys deep that can give it to you any single night, and they could go and drop 20 or 30 than have a true superstar sitting on this team. Because that is a different mindset for the Cavs right now, and they're in a much better spot for that. And I think have reached the pinnacle of being the hunted at this point. The hunted instead of the hunters. In any series that you're in, I think at this point, very slightly, Boston might even be looking up at you saying, all right, we have to take it to the next level to win this series, not the other way around. 216-474-0092. Have the Cavs officially made themselves the team to beat in the Eastern Conference? You can also get to me on X at Volnick Jake, VULINEC Jake. So we can get your social media actions powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. A lot coming up later on in the show, including at 7:40. As we always do, our Browns quarterback big board. We add Marcus Mariota to the list. At 8 o'clock, we talk to Matt Verderam, SI Now, get his thoughts on everything that happened at the Combine and where we turn to from there. 9 o'clock, get a grip. And just after 9 o'clock, you will not believe what this Boston radio host had to say about the Cavs after erasing a 22-point victory. That's coming up at 9:20. A whole lot to get to, but right now, 216-474-0092 of the Cavs officially made themselves the team to beat in the Eastern Conference. It's Jake Volnick with you guys on Overtime on 92.3 The Fan. That was Chris Fedor on with Anthony and Daryl this morning and what he thought, just a comeback win over the Celtics. Gave you as the Cavs. The biggest thing for me in what Chris sort of laid out is the idea that, okay, this team, no, they didn't win a championship by taking down the Celtics on Friday. They didn't win a championship and put themselves really much of any closer by taking down Portland on Sunday. But they did go through and sort of unlock, I think more than anything, a confidence. A confidence that you're now able to take it with. The only time in which DeAndre Hunter was on the Cleveland Cavaliers and you played the Celtics, you win that game. And you don't just win that game. You go down big with a majority of that without Hunter on the floor. And then he comes back in and the immediately sort of the comeback starts. Right, he steps in, he steps onto Tatum, and throughout the game, I think they did much better in getting Hunter onto Tatum and sort of limiting his shots in places elsewhere, which is why you saw a massive 30-point first half and a much quieter second half out of Jason Tatum. Plus, he was just hitting everything in the first half. It was absurd. But DeAndre Hunter, a massive role in that. And now if you're the Cavs, you go and you say, okay, well, if this is the only look we have, we got a feel for some of the lineups we can play. We got a feel for some of the different things we can throw at them that might give them trouble. And we have the confidence and the knowledge now that no matter what the score is against this team, with the two additions of the squad that we have right now, we're in this game. No matter what the score is, we're right there competing to be a part of this, competing to take down the Boston Celtics. That's the massive thing that you take away from this game. And really from this weekend as a whole, is that you're never out of it. You are now going to play with the highest level of confidence that you could possibly imagine, right? I think the Cavs ruled out Evan Mobley for tomorrow night's game against Chicago. Now, not that Chicago has ever given you any worries in the first place, but I don't think anybody's sitting there going, oh, man, no Mobley. Better watch out. This Cavs team might... You're going with the assumption that, no, this Cavs team rolls over Chicago the way you expect them to. But as you get to the playoffs, it's just every single series you walk into, you're going to have the belief and you're going to have the confidence that we should win this series. And any game in this series, with our back up against the wall, we're not done. Which is a dangerous mentality to have as a team that is as good as the Cavs. Right? It really does sort of give you that same vibe as a Cavs team that had LeBron on it. And the interesting thing, like a 3-1 comeback, obviously, like I'm not throwing out new information to anybody. But for you to be able to do that, it takes a different type of mindset. Nobody had ever done it in NBA Finals history. It was absurd. But the Cavs had the confidence that they could go through and get it done. And now with this team, sure, if you're down 3-1 in a series, I'm not saying you're immediately coming back, but I just don't think that confidence would ever waver, where in some teams, good teams, bad teams, in a playoff series, you get down into that, and it's, well, okay, here comes game five, and game five's kind of walkthrough. It's, well, I mean, we can go out there and we can try to compete, but we're not taking this team down 3 games at all. And it'll never be said outwardly, but you can see it in the play. That's not going to happen with this team. Again, a level of confidence that is just absolutely absurd. I think it stems a lot from DeAndre Hunter. And I saw a stat from Friday night's game. Tatum took 30-odd shots. I think 37 shots in total, I want to say. And he was 1 of 5. 1 of 5 was the stat with DeAndre Hunter on him, which means he took about 32 shots without DeAndre Hunter on him. And 1 of 5, not great. Not great. That is a good sample size from the game with DeAndre Hunter guarding you, where you decided to try to shoot and you sort of were able to shut him down. That's the difference maker. If you wanted to see an actual change come through for the Cavs and you wanted to see what DeAndre Hunter brought you, I think this weekend was a prime example of what you could see. Right, Friday, the stat I just threw out to you, he also just played a really good game. And I don't know how many times I'm going to have to run down this road. We ran it on Friday. I'll do a little shortened version for you right now. What are we doing? Against the Celtics, Max Strus should never be on the starting lineup. Okay, it just should not happen. Max Strus should not be in the starting lineup against the Boston Celtics. It should be DeAndre Hunter. There's not a question to that. I think the game that you just saw on Friday sort of proved that. Strus got abused. The Cavs got abused. They got matchup hunted. DeAndre Hunter wasn't out there, and you go down 25-3. Things sort of changed when DeAndre Hunter got onto the floor, and clearly he made a massive difference. But sure, so in that game, you saw what Hunter was able to do. Clearly, he changed things in the way that you can approach that series and the confidence that you have in it. But then you look at him against the Trailblazers in a game where you're down 18, you're not getting much out of Garland, Evan Mobley's dealing with foul trouble, and you say, who's going to step up for this team? And DeAndre comes. That game right there, that was the game of, if you make the argument, well, why'd you trade for DeAndre Hunter and you couldn't see it to this point, both offensively and defensively, in reverse order and back-to-back nights, showed you exactly why you go out and you get DeAndre Hunter. Those games, from locking up Jason Tatum when he was on him to then turning around, and by the way, being efficient in scoring that game, hitting 3 threes and shooting 4 of 6 from the field, but then to go against Portland in an overtime game where you were needed most and to drop 8 points in the overtime and score 32 overall, being the leading scorer for the team, and again, scoring wildly efficiently, which I don't know when he's going to cool off because he's been absurd since he's got.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In here. But this is why you get DeAndre Hunter. This is why. Those back-to-back games, because he adds another dynamic that even a Caris LeVert, who I'll admit at random times you could look at and say, okay, well, I can see why Caris LeVert has a job in the NBA. I can see why Caris LeVert is a good sixth man in the NBA, because on any given night, keyword there, any given night, not every given night, Caris LeVert could drop 30 on your head. The difference is, DeAndre Hunter, I think, is the wildly more consistent player. It brings so much more on the defensive end of the ball, and you've gotten the upgrades, and you've seen where they come through. Caris LeVert didn't make a massive difference against Boston. He got lucky if he gave you a good offensive performance, but defensively, he was nothing more than a little bit of a guy who could hustle, and you could put him on a Jaylen Brown, but he's not going to be actively stopping him. And not even that DeAndre Hunter is an elite defender, but he just provides the athleticism and the size that you're looking for. This is exactly why. You've seen everything you've had to see. And if you're not to the point where the Cavs in your head are sort of the hunted team now, I don't know what else you're waiting to see. 216-474-0092. Let's go out to the phones. Let's talk to BP is in Pepper Pike. What's going on, BP?
Hey, Jake. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, man?
I'm doing well. It was, I was on the fan with Spencer on Sunday, you know, in the morning show. And I said, I love the trade for DeAndre Hunter. I said, I wanted this guy, which is literally, I've been calling the station for 2.5 years that I wanted this guy. I mean, he was a perfect, you know, unselfish, small forward, 6'8" guy that we needed, but a two-way player, not just a scorer like Cam Johnson, but a two-way player, could play offense and defense. I mean, we saw it against the Celtics. He partially blocked Jason Tatum's shot there towards the end of the game. So, and I said on yesterday morning on the show with Spencer, I said, I think he's being underutilized. I think this guy is almost like a borderline all-star type talent. Now, you know, he's not going to score 20 a game here with all the other guys when everybody's healthy here with Donovan Mitchell and Garland. But, I mean, this is a fantastic, you know, addition to the team. You know, fantastic. And, you know, I think this, you use those same words that I've been using, this puts us on an even footing with the Celtics. I mean, this puts us even. Now, are we going to beat the Celtics? No, it's not going to be guaranteed. It's going to be a dogfight. You know, I mean, unfortunately, when you think about it, the Washington Wizards handed them Porzingis, the San Antonio Spurs handed them Derek White, and then, you know, and Portland handed them Drew Holiday, you know, three guys that shouldn't even be on the Celtics, you know?
Right.
So think about it. When you think about it, they've got almost like an all-star team themselves. When we play the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Final, it's going to be like a real all-star game. And we got four, almost five all-stars. They got five all-stars. So it's going to be a knockdown, drag-em-out fight. And whoever shoots better, you know, probably in game seven is going to win. It, you know, it could go either way, really, in my opinion. I think we'll be favored. I think we'll be favored to lose in some of those home games. For, that's my opinion. So, but I think it's going to be, you know, must-see TV. I'm hoping, you know, we win, but that nothing's going to be guaranteed at all. But with if we didn't have DeAndre Hunter, if we just went in there with this good karma, with Caris LeVert and Niang, we would have lost pretty easily to the Celtics. That's just my opinion.
No, I'm right there with you, BP. We're on the exact same page. And I like the idea with DeAndre Hunter, too, because I appreciate the call. I always will say the exact thing you said. He's not going to score 20. He's not going to drop the 19 a game that he did when he was with Atlanta. Not going to do that. It's just not going to happen. He's not going to have the opportunity, and that's not a bad thing. But you look at him right now, and I think what you're realizing is that when he plays as a member of the Cavs, he has been insanely efficient. Efficient is the best way to describe it. He's played out of his mind so far in shooting the basketball effectively as a member of this team because he hasn't been asked to do as much, even off the bench. It's okay, you're out there. You're never really even going to have to be the star out there. Last night against Portland, he ended up being the star. But I just need you to take effective shots. I need you when you're open to shoot the ball well. Now he's shooting it almost 60% from three, which we know is not going to be able to keep up. That's just not going to be reality. He's shooting 52% from the field. And he's averaging 16 points a game. I'll take that over anybody you could have possibly thrown me. I'll take that over good vibes any day of the week that you're trying to sell without getting rid of anybody on this team and making a trade for a wing. This team has evolved into a team that is, as BP said, and as I've been trying to say, on an even footing with the Boston Celtics. You go into that series and should feel confident the Cavs can come away with a win. It's not a should, but a very much so can. It is an even, if not, I'm giving a slight edge to the Cavs. Let's go back out to the phones in 216-474-0092 if you want to jump in. Eric is in Cam's corner. What's going on, Eric?
What's up? Thanks for taking my call. Hey, listen, well, all due respect, I disagree with the Matt Strus starting. I think, I don't know what they expected on Friday, and they came out real flat. And I thought they all came off like even Donovan wasn't aggressive.
Yeah, you're 100% right, Eric, by the way. No doubt. That's not all on Max Strus. I've been pounding that table since we went and got DeAndre Hunter. I just think that Hunter gives you a better look into the starting lineup from a size perspective. But I'm not saying that's all on Max Strus. No. Everybody was flat. You're 100% right.
And I totally feel you on that. You know, so he does give them a, I think, a, I mean, he definitely improves the Cavaliers does on both sides of the ball. And the way Kenny Atkinson is, Jake, man, and tell me if you agree with this. I don't even think they tapped into fully what DeAndre Hunter is. And shame on Atlanta for not discovering it. He's like a and I don't know, he's like a Scottie Pippen in the making kind of type player. Very skilled, under control. I like this dude, man. And look, I know Boston is talented and very good, but they don't, they're not a juggernaut to me, man. They're a talented team with some great players and some good role players. But are they juggernauts, like back-to-back type champions good? I don't know yet. So I think Donovan Mitchell is impressive. And look, if they get anything from Jared Allen moving forward against the Celtics, we got a good chance at facing them and probably beating them in a series. I'm not scared of the Celtics, man, because I know Jason Tatum can't go left. So if you focus on that in the series and make him do something he's not good at, you no telling what can happen. So my eyes is wide open on this team. Look, the Cavs, when LeBron and them won 66 games in 2009, whatever that was,
yeah.
This is way more fun than that. And that was a fun team.
Right. It's 100% just a different feel. And Eric, I'm up against it, but I appreciate the call. And to your point on DeAndre Hunter, I truly do think that we are looking at a player right now who has not been fully unlocked. Right? I think you're starting to see it, and he's starting to be put into a system, and Kenny Atkinson is starting to figure out a different way to use him, a way to find him more confidence and more effectiveness, and he doesn't have to be. He wasn't a volume shooter in Atlanta. He was a good player, a really good player. But he was sort of just in a free-reign system where it was like, okay, DeAndre, you're going to be the wing. You're athletic. You can handle the ball. Go do something. And it's not what he's being put in right now. It is a fully different feel for DeAndre Hunter, in which I think offensively you can tap into a little bit more of what he can be, but especially defensively, he provides so much. And in a system where he's surrounded by guys who play defense around him and a strong defensive unit and a defensive system, I think he still has another level to go. 216-474-0092. Nicholas, I see you on the line. We'll get to your call coming up in about 5 minutes as well. We'll get to the Browns quarterback big board. We add Marcus Mariota to the list. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan. We'll get to, in just a little bit here, the Browns quarterback big board, as we typically do at 740, but I was asking the question at 216-474-0092. Have the Cavs officially made themselves the team to beat in the Eastern Conference? And Nicholas is holding on the line, so we go out to Nicholas in Chardon. How you doing?
Good, Jake. Thank you for taking my call. First time calling to your show.
Yeah, very much appreciate you making it, man. What do you got?
Well, a couple points. I watched both the game Thursday night, and then I watched the game Sunday against the Timberwolves. The first observation I took from the Cavs and the Celtics game was that, yeah, we got behind, but what impressed me the most was that we didn't fold, we didn't cash it in. They kept their cool. And I don't know if you were listening to the play-by-play from Richard Jefferson, who was on the sideline there. He was just saying, you know, breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. He was just saying, it's a long game. Take it one play at a time, and these guys can make a run. And by George, they did. They made that comeback, and they won the game. And then watching the Celtics and Denver on Sunday, and then the points when Denver made their runs, I couldn't help but notice, and at the same time, the three guys that did the game Friday or Thursday did the game Sunday, and they were making points where the crowd was so quiet because they were, I think they were legitimately scared of what they had just gone through Thursday, that they didn't know what to make of it on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I don't doubt that at all. And Nicholas, I appreciate the call, but I had heard on Boston Radio, which, by the way, we'll get to a clip from WEEI coming up around 9:20. And want to remind you, Matt Verderam joining us in about 13 minutes. SI Now, he'll talk to us about the Browns and everything coming up about the combine. But yeah, I was listening to WEEI in Boston, WEEI. I mean, maybe that's the website. I doubt it, though. I really do. But I was listening to Boston Sports Radio, and they had sort of brought up the idea of and talked about the crowd and how loud it had gotten in the first quarter and just how loud they were when you got the special send-off from Jason Tatum that none of us appreciated, in which he was sort of telling people, tell Cleveland to get out of town, basically. In the first quarter when you were up 25-3, and that was an electric TD Garden. The fans were into it. By the end of it, they're quiet. That arena had no life in it because it had been stripped away from them. I mean, you were up 22, and everything from that moment essentially went back the way of the Cavs. And they went from, oh, we're going to dominate. We're going to have a great feeling going against a team that's supposed to be the quote-unquote best or second best in the East. And you got hit in the mouth. That's it. You got hit in the mouth. And I think you probably felt the remnants of that as you were talking about, Nicholas, sort of in that game against Denver as well, where the TD Garden was just not the same. They did not feel the same going up against Boston or going up against Denver. And how could they? Right? It's going to take a second to bounce back. Boston fans will be fine. They always are. But yeah, it's going to take a little bit to bounce back there. All right. As we always do at 7:40, we take a look at quarterbacks that could possibly come into Cleveland and give this team a shot to do anything. Let's get to the Browns quarterback big board.
Who could the Browns turn to at quarterback next season?
I don't know.
To find out, let's consult the Browns quarterback big board.
All right. On the list on this fine Monday, Marcus Mariota. Backup. I mean, practically throughout a majority of his career, but a backup this most recent year on the Washington Commanders behind the rookie Jaden Daniels. And Mariota's a guy, by the way, that is a little bit interesting to me. I think compared to where a lot of people would put him, because if you actually go through and look at what he's done over the time where he was given an opportunity to start, he's put together some good seasons and he's put together some not so great seasons, right? We know that from his time in Tennessee. He had one really good year where you're like, Marcus Mariota might actually be a legit, like, real deal. Struggled his rookie year. And instead of a sophomore slump, he sort of went with the sophomore breakout mentality, throwing 26 touchdowns, 9 picks, and managing to throw for 3,500 yards. And then things continued to tail off in his career. Never got to really where you wanted him to be. And then he goes over to Las Vegas, never really gets a shot there. Ends up in Atlanta, where he ends up the starter for a very short period of time. And I think, that's 2022. Is that... He split time with Desmond Ridder, right? He played a majority of the season, then Desmond Ridder came in. That was a real good combo they had there. But even there, 15 touchdowns, 9 picks, appeared in 13 games, threw for 2,200 yards. Like, Marcus Mariota is not a quarterback that you're going to look at and you're going to be wowed by at this point. He's been in the league. He's done his fair share of time. He's 31 years old. By the time this season's over, he'll be 32. You sort of know what you have in the guy. And that's fine. He's not going to stun anybody. He's not going to wow anybody. He's a solid, make the throws where you have to, has a little bit of mobility to him, but definitely not as much as he did when he entered the league, and he'll be okay. He can make some plays, but I think at this point, you're just sort of turning to him, hoping that he doesn't mess things up. Right? Like, okay, take care of the football a little bit better than you have in your career and be okay. Now, the Falcons in 2022, yes, struggled. Okay, and with him playing, it continued to struggle. This is not new information. It's not like the Falcons were great this year, or in 2022, that year. Right, and then they ended up turning things over to Desmond Ridder and went 2-2 for the remainder of the year. So before that, not terrible. You were 6-7, and that's sort of what you get. I think that's where he leaves you. He puts you in that sort of, what I would say is like Jameis Winston territory at best. Like the top end of Jameis Winston, probably somewhere, honestly, in the same range as like a Kirk Cousins, where I've said that he'll probably end up putting you if you were to be put on this team right now, which is the worst spot possible that the Browns could actually be put in. It is the range of this team looks okay, but they're now going in next year with a mid-round draft pick, and then, you're also not going to make the playoffs with a record like that. It is NFL purgatory. Okay, there's no way to get back. Dom would know very well his Steelers live in NFL purgatory on a regular basis. They get to the playoffs, but with no real intentions. Don't throw your brow at me. You know it's true. Everybody in Pittsburgh knows it's true. If you listen to Pittsburgh Sports Talk Radio, it's all they talk about, the Steelers. It's like, but I think it was Pony was on and was like, it's worse to be a Steelers fan than a Browns fan.
All right, we're not bringing him up. He's always saying wild stuff.
I'm pretty sure he said that. I think he was on with Ken and Anthony.
He probably did. He probably said a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Not a Pony fan. I'll let Ken and Anthony know. Let them know.
Let them know the board op they've never met has their strong opinions about Pony.
But no, it's a legitimate thing. But that is purgatory. You don't want to end up there. I actually agree with Pony's take. I'd rather be a Browns fan at this rate than a Steelers fan. But you have no chance to do anything in the playoffs. You're just living with mediocrity. That's all it is.
Can I say it now?
What do you want?
The difference is the Browns are like 15 wins away from the Super Bowl.
Correct.
This past year. The Steelers are 4 wins away. I'd rather be the 4 wins than the 15.
But the problem is you've been 4 wins away from a Super Bowl for like 2 decades.
But I'd rather be 4 wins than 15 consistently.
It's not consistent though. The Browns are up and down. That's my point. Historically, yes. Throughout like the first 17 years of my life. Do the math. Yeah, somewhere around there.
Been 3 years your entire life you could honestly say the Browns are 4 wins away from a Super Bowl.
They were less than that.
They were less. They were 3. But like, it's what? 2002?
I don't even when they that. Lost the, when they head. Lost
the,
1 year
they
old.
Lost the Maddox. And,
yeah, I know
Steelers.
What year you're talking about. Yeah, I don't remember which year that was.
And then
but, yeah.
2020 and then the Flacco year. I'd rather be the 4 wins than the 15.
Yeah, like, I mean, yes, traditionally, I'd rather be the 4 than the 15, but the problem is that you're consistently stuck in that 15. Either way, that's where Marcus Mariota gets you, okay? It's the same thing. It's where Russell Wilson gets you. It's where Marcus Mariota gets you. It's where Kirk Cousins gets you. It's where a lot of the quarterbacks are in free agency right now end up putting you in that range. Steelers fan Dom trying to tell me the Steelers are in a good spot.
I didn't say they were in a good spot, but they are 4 wins away every year.
And a solid 4. A real good like 4 where you get blown out.
At one point, just getting that wild card spot meant you were a contender. Now that's not the case. It's weird because you had the Giants won 2 Super Bowls. They weren't that good.
No, we could
honestly sit here and tell you the Seattle Seahawks went to a Super Bowl and lost to the Steelers. Not a good football team.
No.
Matt Hasselbeck. The Cardinals went to the Super Bowl. Shouldn't have made the playoffs. They had 9 wins.
You don't do that anymore. It doesn't happen. Yeah,
no.
The top of the top is a much better succession. So, it once meant something, and now you're in purgatory as a Steelers fan. Yeah.
If you're a wild card team, that's like, oh, we can win the Super Bowl. If you're a wild card team, it's like, I hope we lose by maybe 2 touchdowns.
It's a pretty good spot to be. But overall, like, I think Marcus Mariota leaves you there, and I think that's the biggest issue if you're the Browns. You don't want to be left in that spot. He puts you in that sort of in-between range, which is a great thing, by the way, when we go back and now look at the quarterback big board, because we're 30-odd quarterbacks deep now, I think 31 in total, is that you're going to look at where Marcus Mariota falls on this list and go, wow, Marcus Mariota is high. Realize there's 11 quarterbacks that are available that are higher than him, because he falls at number 12. 12th overall on the Browns quarterback big board, which all in all, not the worst place to end up. I think it's pretty decent. You can't complain about where he is. He's fine. It's not great. It's not terrible. You just can't be upset. He falls just below Russell Wilson, told you he was in that range, just above Jameis Winston, told you he was in that range. It's right there. Right there for the taking. It is the purgatory range.
My quarterback, Russell Wilson?
Yeah, your quarterback, Russell Wilson. Yeah, that's your guy. Purgatory range, just as he's left the Steelers.
Super Bowl range.
Yeah, definitely not that. He leaves you in purgatory range. Again, falls in at number 12, at Volnick Jake, VULINEC Jake. You can check out everything over there, the entire board. Go through, give it a look, see what you like, see what you don't like. You can also see the quarterback we'll be talking about tomorrow at 7:40 when the quarterback big board is back. But coming up in a few minutes, at 8 o'clock, Matt Verderam, SI Now, talks to us about everything following the combine, the quarterbacks, Myles Garrett situation that you could possibly ask for surrounding the Browns. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.